And let's say on a practical level, what this involves is when you have accumulation of fear, difficulty, trauma, etc., that builds up as memory in, let's say, a soul spirit's psyche, and would build up with the land, as memory in the land, experience that the land recorded, and memory that would be in a bloodline, any bloodline, every bloodline. All of this at some point needs to be healed in order to refresh the spirit. And one could say these periodic risings of the golden eras, things that you've heard about in the past, the golden age, then it was the silver age, the bronze age, the iron age, etc., etc. And now you are hearing that you are entering from, let's say, many prophecy points of view, the end of one type of world and the beginning of another, a time when the pristine beauty of the land is found and appreciated. And when you are looking for the future that many beings have spoken of and prophesied, that future that many, many, many of you seek, it is characterized by clean water, clean air, and peace among all beings. This is a, let's say, very simple, basic way of understanding the probability that you are all wanting to anchor. When you look at probabilities, they can represent potentials of futures, potentials of in the now. As a human being who is locked in linear experience, you tend to act as if you have three or four choices about something, and you make one choice. You say, all right, I will not choose those, I will choose this. And then you act as if that is the only reality that occurs. When in actuality, every time you come to a fork in the road, reality is and consciousness is so curiously creative and seeking always to check everything out that you would make all of the choices, yet you would find your consciousness in one of them, not in all of them. Yet as you become more multidimensional, as you learn to move your consciousness around the garden of the mind and learn how to work that garden and figure out where your brainwave frequencies are operating, you may begin to really find yourself surfing these probs, jumping from one to another. You create probabilities by choice, by option, and you find yourself in a particular now because that is where this aspect of your consciousness is focused. So when you reach a fork in the road, it may be a life and death situation, one version of you may die. Another version of you may heal and live and go on to achieve great things. So remember that with this flexibility, it is the determination, the focus of your mind, along with the dreaming of the mass consciousness that allows all possible futures to exist. Your task is to align yourself with a future, a version of the future that excites you, a version of the future that you know is possible. And of course, if energy is always refreshed in every moment, then any future has its own possibility to use that energy in any way to bring itself into manifestation. You are not, and we will repeat this from last night, you are not destined to find yourself in some dead-end doomsday scenario, unless, of course, you energize it and move into hopelessness and think that there are no options. Which, as long as you hold out a vision of your own, let's say, creative imagination, your own intentionality, somehow you broadcast that out and you end up finding that future. The journey between now, this is 2008, and the countdown point of 2012 will be, let's say, like living in some ways thousands of years. The changes in these next 4 or 5 years are so profound. You will find yourself being challenged to be very, very focused, to really trust the decisions that you make, to place yourself in the right situation always at the right time. Again, your abilities are growing very rapidly.